But until we meet again, stay safe, stay sane, stay sassy, and most importantly, stay sexy, my friends. Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mama Getty of Hyannis, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan. You're in the Hudson Cafe on what is an absolutely gorgeous day here in the Hudson Valley. And we're going to take a deep dive into the Broadway songbook today. And it's to honor someone special in my life who passed on. She crossed that rainbow bridge last week, and that would be my Aunt Bobby. And she was an avid theater goer. She took me to so many great Broadway musicals. My aunt was a New York City working gal who loved the theater at a time when it was actually affordable and supported by New Yorkers. So let's listen to selections from some of the musicals that I actually saw with my aunt. And what better way to start than with an overture? There's nothing more exciting than that brassy 28-piece orchestra that sets the mood for what's to come, gives us those little snippets of what's going to be showing up on that stage. Now, we were usually familiar with the music before seeing the show, and Aunt Bobby had this habit of singing along that was, shall we say, not always welcome. At any rate, from Funny Girl, here's the overture, music by Julie Stein.
Thank you. let the ice out. Roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
It's a time for
band up, it's today.
And we're living, and we're well gay. So raise hell gang while we may.
Call the cops out, raise a racket, pull the stops out.
Pull out the stops, it's today.
Depend on a holiday date.
You need New Year's to bubble and order a double and wait.
There's a thank you. You can give life if you live high all the way. For the stars are over the rooftop.
Fellas, watch out.
The great Angela Lansbury as Mame in Jerry Herman's musical. Wow, what a show that was. And Angela was fabulous. You know, my aunt had kind of a larger-than-life personality. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons she was so attracted to these big musicals with big Broadway stars. Here's another great theater giant. It's Zero Mostel in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. This was the first musical for which Stephen Sondheim wrote both music and lyrics. This is one of the greatest openings ever.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something
convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight, something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone,
a comedy tonight, nothing with gods, nothing with fate,
weighty affairs will just have to wait,
nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal,
no recitations to recite,
open up the curtain. Comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
And chases,
baritones and basses,
panderers,
philanderers,
cupidity,
timidity, mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes, lines,
tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers, the royal curse, no Trojan horse.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
All the girls get called by their first names right away. They get cozy into May. Do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me, hey baby doll.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or honey dear.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or sweetie pie.
Miss Marmalstein.
Even my first name would be preferable, though it's terrible. It might be better, it's Yetta. Or perhaps my second name, that's Tessie. Spelled T-E-S-S-Y-E. But no, no, it's always Ms. Marmalstein.
Ms. Marmalstein?
You think at least Miss M they could try.
Ms. Marmalstein?
Ms. Marmalstein?
Ms. Marmalstein?
Ms. Marmalstein?
Ms. Marmalstein?
Oh, I could die. I'm a very willing secretary. Enjoy my work as my employer will corroborate. Except for one disappointment, one fly in the ointment. It's great, I mean simply great. But the aggravation of my situation, I might as well get it off my chest, is the Trump appellation. Pardon the big words I apply, but I was an English major at CCNY. The Trump appellation, with which I am persistently addressed. Persistently, perpetually, continually, inevitably addressed. Believe me, it could drive a person positively psychosomatic. Why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein! Other girls get called by their nicknames right away. Slightly naughty or risque, do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me Coochie Coo or Bubbla or Passion Pie. Even Hey There Babe, though not respectable, ain't so objectable. It's kind of crummy but chummy. Of course, if I got married, that would do it. So where's the lucky guy? Huh? Till then, it still is Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Every day I get more and more fussed.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Oh, I could. Bust.
Yes, Barbara. From a musical about the garment district called I Can Get It For You Wholesale, that was a 19-year-old Barbara Streisand stealing the show. You know, the rest of the show, it was okay, it wasn't great, but when Barbara took the stage, whew, the house lit up. So when my aunt got older, I started taking her to shows, and I thought she'd really like seeing the revival of Gypsy with Patti LuPone. And so before the show, we're reading our playbills, anticipating the overture, when my aunt leans over and says, I saw Merman. Yes, she did.
Have an egg roll, Mr. Goldstone. Have a napkin, have a chopstick, have a chair. Have a spare rib, Mr. Goldstone. Any spare rib that I can spare, I'd be glad to share. Have a dish, have a fork, have a fish, have a pork. Put your feet up, feel at home. Have a smoke, have a coke. Would you like to hear a joke? I'll have June recite a poem. Have a lychee, Mr. Goldstone. Tell me any little thing that I can do. Ginger peachy, Mr. Goldstone. Have a kumquat, have two. Everybody give a cheer. Santa Claus is sitting here, Mr. thing that I can do. Have some fried rice, Mr. Soy Sauce. Have a cookie, have a few. What's the matter, Mr. G? Have another pot of tea, Mr. Goldstone. I love you. There are good stones and bad stones and curb stones and glad stones and touch stones and such stones as them. There are big stones and small stones and grindstones and gallstones, but Goldstone is a gem. There are milestones, there are millstones, there's a cherry, there's a yellow, there's a blue, but we don't want any old stone.
Thank you.
Ethel Merman, of course.
Stop the presses!
Convent girl,
oh, hell. We have something else coming up here.
Roxy. Dancing feet leads to Zara, says beautiful.
Gwen Burden
Roxy
as
like
Roxy Hart.
I always wanted my name in the papers. Before Amos, I used to date this well-to-do ugly bootlegger. He used to like to take me out and show me off. Ugly guys like to do that. Once it said in the paper, Gangland's Al Capelli seen with cute red-headed Corrine. That was me. I clipped it out and saved it. Look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Not that the truth really matters, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. The thing is, see, I'm older than I ever intended to be. And all my life, I wanted to be a dancer in vaudeville. Ooh, yeah. Have my own act. But no, no, no. They always turned me down. It was one big world full of no. Life. Then Amos came along. Sweet, safe. Amos, who never says no. You know, some guys are like mirrors. And when I catch myself in Amos's face, I'm always a kid. You could love a guy like that. Look, now I gotta tell you, and I hope this ain't too crude. In the bed department, Amos was zero. I mean, when we went to bed, he made love to me like he was fixing a carburetor or something.
I love you, honey, I love you.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I started fooling around. Then I started screwing around, which is fooling around without dinner. I gave up the vaudeville idea because, well, after all those years, you sort of figure opportunities just passed you by. Ooh, but it ain't. Oh, no, 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 but it ain't. If this Flynn guy gets me off, and with all this publicity, now I got me a world full of yes. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Roxy. Get me some boys. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy.
Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to ya, Roxy. And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling.
But always in the best of taste. I'm a star, and they love me, and I love them. And they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me. And we love each other. That's because none of us got enough love in our childhood. And that's showbiz, kid.
Giving up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be Roxy.
She made a scandal and a star.
And Sophie Tucker, oh shit, I know. To see her name get billed below.
Foxy, Roxy Hart.
Those are my boys.
Gwen Verdon as Roxy Hart. Oh, she was a tremendous Broadway star, married to Bob Fosse. She was the ultimate Fosse dancer, and she could win the audience over with just the tiniest movement. She was fabulous. Well, you know, there were so many shows on Broadway back then that didn't last all that long, but nevertheless, they were wonderful shows. I want to play some music from one that's called Carnival. And this has music by Bob Merrill. It was a big hit at the time, produced by David Merrick. And it was a show about a circus.
Next week, we play Dijon. Then Toulon will hear of us. Then Lyon. Then Marseille. And then... Paris. The Grand Imperial Cirque de Paris. Cirque de Paris. Cirque de Paris. A troupe established by royal decree. The jewel of the continent's traveling circuses. International stars of renown. The finest artists. 70 beasts. 1,000,000 thrills in a wild potpourri. Imperial Cirque de Paris. Wake up, everybody. We're going to play Paris. It's going to be the Cirque de Paris again.
Cirque de Paris.
Ah, Cirque de Paris. All we need is one good act and Paris will demand to see us. The jewel of the continent's traveling circuses. International stars of renown.
The finest artists.
200 beasts. 1,000,000 thrills in a wild potpourri. Imperial Cirque de Paris!
Go round.
Well, let's go from the innocence of Anna Maria Alberghetti's song from Carnival to the world-weary Elaine Stritch. She's just a Broadway baby.
I'm just a Broadway baby. Walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway, baby. Learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Hey! Hey, Mr. Producer? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, I was talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a foul spot. Broadway, baby, making rounds all afternoon, and I'm eating at a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, ah, my tiny flat, just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill. All over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff. Working for a nice man like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big Broadway show.
That was Elaine Stritch, the one and only. And you are in the Hudson Cafe. We are in a Broadway baby mode here in the Hudson Cafe on WGXC. I want to thank you for listening. We're doing a special tribute to my aunt, Barbara, who left us just last week and definitely was a Broadway baby. She worked in the hotel industry. She was an executive secretary at the Roosevelt Hotel for many years. In fact, in the first New York City blackout, which was in 1965, I was in a class at Hunter College and couldn't get home to Brooklyn. So I made my way to the Roosevelt Hotel, figuring my aunt might still be at work. Well, not only did the hotel put us up that night, they also served us a banquet dinner by candlelight. There was no electricity, of course. This banquet had been prepared for a huge party that wouldn't happen. So that was quite a magical evening, as was another that involved the Roosevelt Hotel. They had bought tickets to a Democratic fundraiser at Madison Square Garden to celebrate President Kennedy's birthday. They gave the tickets out to their employees. Well, guess who got to go? Yep. And that was the night Marilyn sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President. There were so many great performers on that bill. People like Ella Fitzgerald, Jack Benny, Peggy Lee, Maria Callas, Bobby Darin, and the very progressive comedy duo of Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Here they are with one of their best sketches from that era.
This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Hi. Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone to
call? Arthur, you were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second and
you
I could cut my throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
It was just work, work, work. And
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I got to call Mom.
All day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe me.
All day Sunday. And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son called.
Mom.
He never called.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey.
You know, Arthur, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers, you know? And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off.
Down.
To pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have
and
me on the phone.
You know how I worry.
Well, I do, that's the point.
I read
that's
in the paper how you keep losing them.
Mother! I don't lose them.
Well, I nearly went out of my mind.
Okay, honey,
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right.
Write me a letter,
right,
is that so hard?
Okay.
I'm fine. Your mother.
All right, mother, look, darling, please,
I'll send
honey,
you
Mom,
stamp.
Dear,
it's
please,
so
don't, just tell me how you
That's
are,
so
Mom,
hard.
Tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it, I really am. What's wrong?
Nothing. You know what it is, honey.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's
yeah.
my nerves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to the doctor,
yeah.
and he told me
yeah.
right out,
yeah.
he said,
yeah.
Listen, Mrs. White,
yeah. Yeah.
who
yeah.
are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are a
yeah.
very nervous,
yeah. Yeah.
very
yeah.
high-strung woman.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, well, God knows that's true, yeah.
And
yeah.
you cannot stand yeah. the slightest aggravation.
But yeah, sure,
well,
yeah.
I
yeah.
said, Doctor, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that's true.
Yeah, of course,
but,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you see, Doctor, I have this son. He is. You know, it's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is. He's very busy. You see, Doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom,
well,
dear,
Arthur,
I want you to tell...
when I said
Mom...
that to him, that man turned pale.
Right, dear, Mom.
He
Mom.
Said, Mrs. White, Mom. I have been a doctor for 35 years,
right.
and I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right, Mom, dear,
That's
listen,
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes, the hospital.
Well, but what are they going to do?
Well, they'll X-ray my nerves.
Mother, why didn't you let me know? All you had to
now,
do
honey,
was drop...
I thought you were going to aggravate
well,
yourself. I wouldn't have brought
I
it up.
Aggravate myself
it's a little
over.
Tiny. It's no, nothing. No. Forget it. How's your hangnail?
All right. Mother,
yes.
please, just don't worry.
Arthur... What does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Nothing, actually. I don't know. I just said the first thing that came into my head. It was a
Arthur,
mistake.
Arthur, listen to me. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. I should have realized,
What's
and I didn't.
What's the use of talking,
no, it was a mistake.
You know?
I'm sorry. No,
no you're
I'm...
very young.
Well, I...
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom?
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I'm doing my best now. You called me on the telephone. I tried to explain to you. Don't hit me.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I bothered you. And look, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Oh, Mother, it's true. What do you think? I feel crummy.
Arthur, honey, why don't you call me, sweetheart? Look, you know, Arthur, I know that I nag you, you know.
Listen, I'm a nagging mother. What are you going to do?
No, I'm kidding. Honey, you know, you're my baby. And Arthur, you're the only baby I've got. And honey, no matter how old you get, when you get to be 80 years old, you're going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, sweetheart, I can't help it. I worry. So is that so hard to pick up a phone and call your mommy? Please, baby, please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
You say it, and then you really promise.
Well,
then you make your mommy so happy.
Well, if mommy's happy, then he's happy. Okay, mommy.
And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And remember, Dad, I love you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nani, nuni, nani, nuni.
Take me along.
If you love me,
take me along.
If you love me,
take me along with you.
I love you, baby dear, and you know I always will.
My heart will ride high and glorious, far above the throng. If you will take me along with you,
take me along. If you love me,
take me along.
If you love me,
take me along with you.
I love your little beauty, but the Navy is my duty.
My lips will sing something jubilant, sweet and clear and strong. If you will take me along with you.
Me.
Take me along with you.
You're sweeter than vanilla. Wanna hug you like my pillow. My lips will sing something jubilant, sweet and clear and strong. If you will take me along with you.
Jackie Gleason and Walter Pidgeon in the musical Take Me Along, another Bob Merrill musical. That was a wonderful show. It was so great to see Jackie Gleason live on stage. And Robert Morse was discovered in that show. He really was a winsome Broadway performer. He got his big break in that show and then went on to become a star in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
How to apply for a job. How to advance from the mailroom. How to sit down at a desk. How to dictate memorandums. How to develop executive style. How to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to succeed. how to observe personnel, how to select whom to lunch with, how to avoid petty friends, how to begin making contacts, how to walk into a conference room with an idea, brilliant business idea, that will make your expense account zoom. This book is all that I need. How to succeed.
Also from the show.
I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lies down, something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
No coffee. No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee. No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
That office light doesn't have to be fluorescent. I'll get no pains in the head. That office chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread, but only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break, if I can take my coffee break, gone is the sense of enterprise.
Oh, gone, and something within me dies.
No coffee, no coffee, no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee,
no coffee.
Somewhere I don't metabolize.
Coffee,
something within me.
Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Something inside of me dies.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect. All the earth. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December. And exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Thank you.
gives a person pause. But in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
The unmistakable Richard Burton in Camelot. Talk about commanding a stage. Whew, that voice. Well, we are getting close to the end of our show today. I wanted to thank you for joining us. It's been a blast honoring Aunt Bobby, Barbara Scattuccio, quite a gal. So sail on, Aunt Bobby, and let us hear from Barbara. We opened with Funny Girl. Here she is in the original cast recording.
We travel single.
I'll see you next time.
Maybe we're lucky, but I don't know. With them, just let one kid fall down and seven mothers faint. I guess we're both happy, but maybe we ain't.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking. fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowee, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.